want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is chicken parm. As the huge portion of chicken parmesan hit the table, God queued up his, or her, celestial jukebox and dropped the needle. Bruce Springsteen came to the microphone and belted out Hungry Heart. You have to marvel at life's moments of serendipity. All you have to do is notice. We were in a happening little spot named Blue Collar on Biscayne. The chef owner, Danny Surfer, who worked long years doing duties at upscale restaurants, found his working man's hero groove with this restaurant, which serves his take on classic American diner food. But Danny, having cooked where he has, doesn't forget to pay his love and respect to the vegetable kingdom in ways so often not found in our beloved greasy spoons across the land. But my wife, Janet, and I will go back for those, we realized, when we eyed the chicken parm laying claim to the majority of real estate on our table for two. Chicken parm, as it's affectionately known, is not likely a dish that one would have ever found in faraway Italy. Most certainly, dear listeners, this is an American construction. An Italian would balk at the trencherman portion of meat. The Mediterranean diet we have grown up learning about developed over centuries, and the aesthetic nature of balance is crucial to it. But hey, this is America, and we tend to go B-I-G here, whether it's made with veal, eggplant, or, as here, with good old chicken. Of course, the shorthand of chicken parm refers to the all-important Parmigiana cheese, for which it is partially named. Parmigiana, it is a nearly sacred cheese. I'm sure there is a lot of cheese that is passed off as being the real Italian stuff, but it is not. Forget about it. In southern Italy, the cooking, as I say, is more delicate. What we are really talking about here is more ersatz parmesan than parmigiana, like the difference between Sylvester Stallone and Sophia Loren. Chicken parm can refer to a plate that is bedecked with spaghetti or, as in our case, the thinner, spaghettini noodles, or it can be loaded up on a hoagie roll for a more gut-filling variety of this dish. This is known as a hero, and often is the case that mozzarella will be torn and applied here and there to melt its gooey deliciousness. Torn basil leaves won't hurt you either. And while I talk about the brute force of this dish, there is also the subtle and careful cooking that must be done in the form of the frying of the chicken, or veal, or eggplant, if you've chosen to go that route. The meat is sliced thinly and then laid between some sheets of plastic wrap and pounded a few times. Whacked, if you prefer the parlance. You bread the meat in the classic way, get a heavy pan hot, add some light oil, and lay the cutlets in the pan, turning them from time to time. They should be thin enough to not need to go into an oven. When the chubby, avuncular Clemenza gives some cooking advice to the Michael Corleone character in Francis Ford Coppola's movie The Godfather on how to feed a hungry crew, you knew the cultural shift had occurred in America. It meant abbondanza. I would have asked you to ask Paulie, but you can't, because you won't see him no more. I'm Norman Van Aken. That's my word on food.